Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to church this morning. If you're new to the church, we're glad you've chosen to worship with us this morning. Thanks for coming out. My name is Michelle Bryant Barbeau, and I've been a member of the church, I want to say, maybe 3 years. I currently serve on the Board of Trustees as your treasurer. In the pulpit, I'm going to be doing a little song and dance for you. Everyone is invited to stay following the worship service for fellowship, conversation, and refreshments in the fellowship hall, the Kate Worker Room, just behind this door. If you're a newcomer, we would like and would like to receive our newsletter for the next 3 months to let us know, to let you know all about the programs and activities we have going on in church. Feel free to fill that card out that's in the back of the hymnal and put that card on the offering plate and hand it to an usher. If you would like to learn more about this church and about Unitarian Universalism, please visit the information displays in our fellowship hall after the service. There's pamphlets, newsletters, and other visitor information that you're certainly welcome to take home with you. And now I invite you to turn to your neighbors and greet them, especially the ones you do not yet know. I know. We also have a large contingency of our current congregation camping together this weekend. So if we would be willing to say hi to them, say hi, Camp Fest. Hi, guys, if you listen to this later. Come worship together from afar and current. If you have any short announcements for the good of the church, feel free to come and use this microphone. And if there are no announcements, I invite you to move to the microphone and share briefly any joys or milestones you may bring with you to church this morning. There will be a time to share concerns and sorrows in the future. Easy crowd. All right, the prelude begins our worship service. As maybe Patrick Murphy lights our chalice.
Hail to the summer sky, blazing fierce immortal light. Hail to the fire, burning in the earth. Hail to the wind that blows, alive beneath the wings of crows. Blessed be the mighty force of nature. Hail to the waterfall, feeds the spring that keeps us all. Hail to the standing stones that fill our hearts with awe. Hail to the stars above. Hail to the strength of love. Blessed be the mighty force of nature. Hail to the summer sky, blazing fierce.
Fire of the Spirit, life of the lives of creatures, spiral of sanctity. Bond of all nature, glow of charity, lights of clarity, taste of sweetness to the fallen, be with us and hear us. Composer of all things, joy in the glory, strong honor, be with us and hear us. Come, let us worship together. Our first hymn is in your teal hymnal. It's number 1023 in the teal hymnal. It's entitled Building Bridges. Good. I'll sing it once through, and then you can join me if you would. Building bridges between our divisions, I reach out to you, will you reach out to me? With all of our voices and all of our visions, friends, we could make such sweet harmony. Building bridges between our divisions, I reach out to you, will you reach out to me? With all of our voices and all of our visions, friends, we could make such sweet harmony. Our responsive reading is in the Gray Hymnal. At the back of the Gray Hymnal, it's number 647. An eternal verity. Ancient as the home is the temple, ancient as the workbench is the altar. Older than written language is spoken prayer. Older than painting is the thought of a nameless one. Differing words describe the outward appearance of things. Diverse symbols represent that which stands beyond and within. Ever the vision leads on with many gods or with one, with the holy land washed by ocean waters or a holy land within the heart. We share a common past. Because we are human, we shall ever build our altars. Because each has a holy yearning, we offer everywhere our prayers and anthems. For an eternal verity abides beneath diversities. We are children of one great love. I just realized the doxology, for those who may be new. Also in our Gray Hymnal is the words to our doxology. Say that again. 370? Great. Let's see. It's 381 are the words. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Joy. Good. Sure. Stand, rise as you're able. And the doxology. From all that dwells below the skies, let songs of faith and faith arise. Let peace, goodwill on earth be sung through every land by every. may be seated. We have been greatly blessed. Let us now give generously so that others may be blessed by the work of the church. The morning's offering will now be given and received. I have two readings for you today. One of them came from a blog while I was looking for a quote from Rumi. I found Rumi, and I also found a Christian theologist who, though our theologies may not always meet up, her writing is insightful and down to earth. Her name is Bristol. The name of the blog is Diligent Leaves, and it's musing on faith. The poem, which was not titled, is sometimes I am a flightless bird, able to fly but unable to will myself from the ground. This body knows its deep heritage, its true promise. These shoulders ache to reach something more. I stumble lonely in my own house, reeling with jealousy of those who rise unburdened by the same self-doubt that plagues me. I consider momentarily, but hard is the fear that in my naivety, I've confused the ability to soar with the tendency to fall. The rice is done when each pod has broken open and offered up what it has inside. Boil it too long and it will soften and lose its goodness. Boil it not enough and it will crunch between your teeth like pebbles. I want to be open just like that. Enough to bring my softness to the world, enough to crack this hardened shell, enough to be planted in the soil. Either I can contain my own future, or it can die with me. When I look at it that way, I bow my head. Thank you to the fire, and let its devastating warmness in. Written over Lent 2012 by the author. The second reading is part of a Leonard Cohen song, Anthem, abridged. The birds they sang at the break of day, start again, I heard them say. Don't dwell on what has passed away or what is yet to be. Moving on. Ring the bells that can still ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack into everything. That's how the light gets in. You may now move to the mic and share any concerns or sorrows you may have with you this morning. Even in the silence, you can hold those that you know of and yourself, anything that you bring with you, anything that rests heavy on your heart. The music I'm going to play, it plays twice. It's Spirit of Life. The first time, you can just listen to it. And then if you are so moved, you can join in. Spirit of Life is number 123 in your gray hymnal. Number 123 in the gray hymnal. But take this time to reflect. I'm going to try it a cappella. You know, I never used to like summer. Here in the Midwest, it's hot, hot, and humid. After high school and into college, you didn't really get summers off anymore. And if you did, you kind of grew a little bored and wandered around in the bathwater air. The days are so long, and I've always been more of a night person. My best creative hours are during the time when the sun is setting or hasn't yet risen. Turns out the summer sun does not get trying to sleep in after being up all night. But neither do my cats or children, so I'm hurt. As usual, I had a whole different sermon planned. I wasn't feeling very enlightened about it, so I took the hint, I trashed it, and stared at the blank page for a while. I sat in the heat and let what really wanted to come up simmer. What is cool about summer is jazz in the botanical gardens in St. Louis, farmers markets in every town, events like Pagan Picnic and Gay Pride, Camp Fest, hi Camp Fest, family reunions, even church revivals, all things that involve being outside with friends and community. Relaxed, but energized. I think of drum circles and backyards and bonfires, just the right amount of shade during the day, and candles and tiki torches twinkling at night. And though it's still hot, a fan blowing on warm skin feels really good. A song carries a long way in warm air. And though the days are long, I'm part of corporate America, so I'm frequently up as soon as the sun is. And so it's a pleasant surprise when I walk back out of the cave of fluorescent lights and blink into sunlight. Hello there, you're still here. Huh. Perhaps there's more opportunities for day in the summer. But I've been working long days, like so many of us, right? Writing changes here at church and in every other community or family or friends circles that you have. And you know, I'm getting cranky and hot and creatively stifled, and I'm just not nearly enough fun. And although the universe is always talking, my inner voice is just really a little bit more loud than it normally is, and I can't hear as well as I normally like to. I've grown distant. You ever have moments like these? Yeah. So when I catch myself at times like these, I go to my altar and light a candle. Fire and heat again. It seems counterintuitive. Sometimes that candle has a special significance, the super secret red power passion candle of creativity. And I don't know, I probably bought it at a dollar store. Or it's tea lights in a wall sconce and I call my mom, or my friend, or look in the mirror and say, hey universe, how you been? I miss you, I miss us, I miss me. But what's great about being at the altar with the fire burning is I give myself that space to ritually separate fact and fiction. Need and want and gets pushed aside, and I uncover my real desires. Because sometimes they get cluttered underneath the piles that gather as day-to-day life goes at a faster and faster pace. And so each of us has our own way of doing this, otherwise we wouldn't be able to make it. And I'm really interested in hearing yours as well. But we seem to be really good at finding our bliss again in the summer. And confession time, I'm not really a domestic diva, but I am really digging the explosion of flavor and the simplicity of summer food by other people. Yeah. Visiting friends in Colorado a few weeks ago, friends that I would call foodies, which means they don't eat at McDonald's, really, in my, my frame of reference, but they have amazing choices of food. I remember a simple lunch, dark leafy greens, black and green olives, leftover bacon crumbles from breakfast, baked bread, cheese, a vinaigrette salad dressing that they, oh, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, shake up, made right there on the spot. Water to drink. Plates of vibrant colors and odd shapes were handed all around, and little serving pieces for each of the individual ingredients were placed on the table. We sat together, talked, passed food, sampled. I didn't know I liked olives. And although I don't remember the exact conversations, and there were some good ones, I do remember the food, who was at the table, and how I felt. The best word that I have for an experience like that is sacred. And it seems like that happens more in the summer, in the heat. I wonder if by the sun lingering overhead and the clothing we are wearing getting lighter, getting brighter, getting less of it, the light of sacred fire literally can reach more of us, get in deeper into us. Accidentally, unexpectedly, while I was listening to an online radio show by a friend and good teacher of mine, a lady named Karina Blackheart, the radio show being Blackheart Radio, a guest of hers mentioned a reference, Leonard Cohen, a song in reference of the ongoing unfurling and perhaps flaws and faults that we have as humans. Since I didn't have a clue as to who Leonard Cohen was or where that reference came from, I did have to YouTube and Google. I know. I'm learning. That's why I keep hanging out with you guys. So after I was blown away by this Leonard Cohen song, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Simple. Beautiful. Sacred. And I believe that unjust systems fall, evil feeds upon itself, and perhaps as we as individuals dare to cast off our own hiding places and bear more or of ourselves into the light, maybe it will shine deeper on us and in us. What on earth makes us want to light fires in the summer? I guess there's something primitive about running outside after the long winter and the finicky spring temperatures and going, yes, we made it to the other side. All right. Winter is not going to peek around a corner and whisper boo anymore. All over the country and in our own small areas, there's parades and parties, visits to Stonehenge, Cahokia Mounds, just south of here in Cahokia, Illinois, midsummer celebrations, secular and non, church revivals, even fireworks over the river. Happy birthday, America. Pew, fire. Throughout human history, it seems that heat urges us to be outside and join with it. Perhaps it's because humans on this planet have long gazed up into the sky and felt wonder and awe. We've watched the seasons turn and the endless stretch of sky above, brilliant and bright some days, cloudy and stormy other days, the nights deep. The earth, we hope, at this point in the year, is bursting with greenery, and the fruit is ripening. Things are coming up. You can pluck it and eat it right there. There's so much visible activity. At some level, if we were to link this hopeful sky with our lives and future, and at some level, the earth with our present and past, the sun appearing in the sky again for another day, higher than ever before. The sun that's able to reach all of us and yet touch each of us. That could mean something. Though we have no idea how tomorrow will go, we can bask in the light today. Let it get in us, warm us, and ignite our souls. Ignite us enough that maybe we too can touch the earth and sky. With our own sacred fires burning brightly, perhaps we have enough light to let it out and shine. What's not to celebrate about that? So maybe this isn't a UU style summer revival, but sometimes I wonder, Maybe our celebrations of summer services and Camp Fest, especially being lay-led, something different is the crack. The crack that's in everything that lets the light in. Our final hymn is This Little Light of Mine. You saw that coming. It is number 118 in your gray hymnal. When you get there, you may rise up as you are willing and able. Yeah, I think this one's going to be a cappella too. Number 118. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Yeah, this little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. One more verse. And everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Please let your light shine. You wanna? I'm gonna let it shine. Do it. Lifting up the world. I'm gonna let it shine. And lifting up the world. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Hey guys. The mighty words of Leonard Cohen will be our benediction. You can add up the parts, but you won't have the sum. You can strike up the march, there is no drum. Every heart to love will come, but like a refugee. Ring the bells that can still ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. May we fling ourselves wide open to love and hope and allow the light to help create a fullness of spirit that spills in us, on us, and through to all we meet. Let's enjoy our days.